Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, hour number two. Willie Donick and Derek Mason here with you. Going to talk some Titans this hour. Later in the show, we'll talk to Joel Corey. This is normally the day that Tim Hasselbeck joins us, but he is off this week. He'll be back with us on a weekly basis starting next Tuesday. Joel Corey, who is a capologist, if you will, he will join us during the noon hour, and we'll talk about some of the issues that are going around the league with teams and the salary cap. But as we promised you earlier, it's time to check in with Forever Titan Chris Sanders. Big part of our coverage. He'll be part of our underdog group again, which is going to crank up here very, very soon. But Chris, before we get started here, I think you had a question for D-Mace. I mean, you're not with us. You're on the phone about his wardrobe today.
Hey, I just heard through the grapevine. He had on skinny jeans and some coach's shorts. I'm just kidding. That's my dude, man.
I can say man. That he's not wearing the skinny jeans. It is a little cooler today, Chris, exactly. But the skinny jeans, you still go shorts at this point.
He was at the gym wearing skinny jeans and trying to do squats. I'm kidding. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
You can't do no damn squats in skinny jeans.
I mean, they have that material now that expands a little more with the jeans, so.
He's trying to do lunges showing his thigh, man. I'm like, come on, man.
I'm kidding.
How you doing, Mace? What's good, man?
Nothing much, man. Just talking Titans. You know how it is.
I know, Sam. Yeah, you ain't even call me, man. I mean, you didn't even check on your brother, man. See how I'm doing, man. I'm just.
Hey, man. I know how you're doing.
At home, being a bachelor, just eating meatloaf and greens. You got to check on me once in a while, man.
Meatloaf is good, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't eat meatloaf, so.
But when you can't cook, it's just bland. I mean,
tastes like the TV dinner. So, Chris, let's start the conversation with what you're seeing, first of all, with the group, right? This is a whole new wide receiver group, essentially, right? We know about Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. Right. It is Ikhine now. We've got to get used to saying that. But other than that, you know, overhauling everybody's roles, what are you seeing so far that you like?
You know, the one thing I love that I'm seeing is I like Kyle Phillips. Everybody talks about having, you know, that go-to receiver. Everybody knows about Woods. Everybody knows that Burks is going to play. But I think Kyle Phillips, me watching practice about a week ago, I just think that he's the most polished receiver out of all of them. Because check this out, when you're watching practice, when you're watching 7-on-7, when you're watching, you know, situational things that are going on, the quarterbacks are consistently looking at Kyle Phillips. Why are they looking at him? Because they trust him to be in the right spot. I think Burks is kind of sometimes relying on how big he is as opposed to just running, you know, the correct route and getting the defensive back off the spot and all those things. But overall, I think this group can definitely be successful.
Now, the one guy that I've been impressed with, Kyle Phillips, I think he's been the most impressive receiver thus far. And, you know, that's putting Robert Woods in the mix and Traylon Burks. I just think Kyle Phillips has separated himself from everyone else and shown that he can be a legitimate weapon for Ryan Tannehill. But Nick Westbrook-Ikhine has also been a guy that I'm not surprised by it, but I think some people are, that he's upped his game even more. I said at the beginning of the season, this is a prime opportunity for him to really assert himself as a solid number two and a guy that can be a starter on this team.
I mean, you're right, man. I mean, just if you look at all over, look at all the receivers, he's been the one that's been most consistent. And I think sometimes, you know, we try to focus so much on the sexy names. When I say sexy names, everybody knows Woods, everybody knows Burks, because he was a number one draft pick. But every time we look up, Westbrook is making plays. And that's why he's lasted in the league, because he's been consistent, Derek Mason. We know that being in the NFL, if you're not consistent, they're going to get you out of here. But just watching him, understanding how to run routes, understanding how to get the guy off the spot, understanding coverages, and coming up with the big play in tight windows. So I agree with you, D-Mace. He's been the most consistent receiver, but I think he's going to be in the mix of being that second and third receiver.
Now, what do you think of what have you seen of Robert Woods? I know we haven't seen him in games. They're going to hold him back, and rightfully so, because it's coming off an injury, and he's their number one receiver, and they can't afford for anything to happen to him. But him moving forward, do you think it's going to take a minute for him to really get acclimated to this offense and to work through that to work continually to get that knee back?
Yeah, I think he's got the offense down, but it's going to come down, you know, mentally being in the game. When I say mentally being in the game is, you know, when you start playing the Giants and the Buffalo Bills and, you know, Jacksonville Jaguars, all those teams, they're going to get up in their face and you're going to press you. So I just think that if he's confident with his knee and, you know, he can burst off the cut and not be afraid to make that hard plan, I think he's going to be okay, because we really haven't seen him. We've seen him in 7-on-7. We've seen him in practice. We've seen him in drills. But we want to see him in game action. When he gets in game action against the Giants, I think, you know, with him with the smarts of running routes and things like that, I think he can be a definite weapon for Tannehill.
We're talking to Forever Titan Chris Sanders,
guy. Why you made me sound so old, man?
hey, listen. That is the name that has been – you have coined that, okay?
Yeah.
That is yours, okay?
It's like I got to hit my hairline back real far. So.
Well, it is. You know, don't lie, it is. So.
Dude, it is gone. Dude, I looked at a picture the other day. Dude, it is way back.
Just cut it off.
Army, I would have to. No, I did.
We're gonna instead of Forever Titan, you're just gonna be known as Wayback.
Yeah, Wayback Titan. Woo! I'm gonna keep that one in my pocket. I'm gonna keep that one in my back pocket right there. Chris, the one guy I'm impressed by also is Racy McMath. Now, there's still some things that he has to learn. I thought in the game. When Willis threw him the deep ball to the left side, I think it was on their sideline. If he's a veteran receiver, he goes up. If that was Robert Woods, to me, he goes up and get the ball.
100%.
But Racy McMath allowed the ball to come into his body, which gave the defensive back an opportunity to make a play on it. But what are you seeing from him that's encouraging?
Just a better route runner. I mean, everybody knew when he came out of LSU that, you know, he was fast and he can take the top off the defense, all those things. But the knock on him a little bit was raw. When I say raw, that means, you know, running routes and understanding how to get guys out of the spot and chest over knees and getting out of your cut with a lot of explosiveness. You know, I was at practice last week and I was watching him do drills. He looks totally different than when he did last year, because when I say burst off the cut, and you know this, D-Mix, I mean, you're a great route runner in the league. You can't have a lot of choppy steps at the top of the route. Now, when he first came in, he was having a lot of choppy steps at the route. Now he's getting out of his cuts with explosiveness, and he's understanding how to run routes. But the one thing that I want to see out of Racy McMath is being consistent. You know, everybody talked about, you know, last week or the week before how good he was playing, but the practice I went to, you know, he dropped about 4 or 5 balls. So if he's going to last in this league and if he's going to be a great, you know, asset to this offense, he's got to be consistent each and every week. And that's the only knock that I have on Racy McMath a little bit.
Chris Sanders is with us. I want to hit you both with this question. When do you think we'll start to see it take shape in terms of the roles? Like, who's in on the 3 wide receiver set? You started touching on this yesterday, D-Mace. You know, what role Burks is going to be in? Is he going to be outside, slot? I think we have a pretty good sense that Kyle Phillips looks like a great fit in the slot. But how do you, Chris, how does that work, right? When you get towards this stage, maybe next week after the game on Saturday, they'll start to work that part of it out?
Right. I mean, it takes a little time, because I coach wide receivers at Montgomery Bell Academy, and what I do is I evaluate each player, and I say, okay, what does he do well? He runs the post well, you know, he runs the choice route well, or he runs the go route well. So I just think that with Rob Moore and Todd Downing, they got to sit down and say, okay, when we go a 3 wide receiver set or we go a 2 wide receiver set, which guys in this formation suits them best? Because the thing about it is, you don't want Treylon Burks to put him in a slot when you know he's not good at running choice routes. They just got to sit down and figure out what's the best role for each player. Like when we had Derek Mason, we had myself, we had, you know, Yancey Thick, and we had Joey Kent, we may have not have caught a lot of balls, but we knew our role. We knew that if it was third down, it's going to Frank Wycheck. When it's second down, I may get a pass. But the thing about it is, I was a deep ball. Derek Mason was a guy in the slot who ran some great routes, great choice routes, corner routes, and everybody just knew the role. So it's just going to take a little bit of time to take shape. But I just think that when Tannehill or Woodside or Willis gets familiar with these guys, then that's when they can take shape.
So, Derek, do you think, for example, let's just throw Racy McMath out there. Mm-hmm. You know, we're intrigued to see if he's taking a jump. But he's got to be in the game, right? I mean, is there a spot for him when they actually put the rotation together?
I think there is. If you look at what the Titans have done over the last, since Vrabel has been there, they've rotated their receivers so much so that it truly irritates me as a former receiver. Like, why do you continue to rotate these guys in and out? Let these guys get into a rhythm. But that's the way they run their offense. It seems to work. So when you're looking at Robert Woods, Treylon Burks, Kyle Phillips, Racy McMath, and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, those guys are going to rotate through. I think if Racy continues, like Chris said, he needs to continue to be consistent. He needs to be consistent moving forward. And if he shows that he can be consistent, he's going to become a part of this rotation. Because in my eyes, I don't think Vrabel cares. Like, listen, if you prove you can play, you prove you're consistent and you're doing what we're asking you to do, we're going to rotate you in. We don't care who's in the game, you know, so much so that we saw last year Julio Jones, who we thought should have been in the game, he wasn't in the game because other guys were showing that they could also get the job done too.
Absolutely, and Derek, that's a great point. And it's kind of like this. When you're talking about different guys having a role, just imagine going 22 personnel. You know, that's two backs and two tight ends and one receiver. So basically you do that. You're looking at a run formation. You put Racy McMath out there, you know, flanked out as a wide receiver. You got man-to-man coverage. Now you just utilize his speed, you know, even though he might not be in the three rotation with the wide receivers, but you still have a game plan to say, you know what, we're in a running formation, you know, we're going to put him out there and we're just going to let you go get it. So that might be his role. It might be three or four plays a game, but those three or four plays that he makes, he has to make when he has the opportunity.
That is going to be interesting to see what formations end up being sort of the bread and butter in this offense. Chris, before we let you go, you mentioned the NBA. Good win for you guys.
Appreciate it.
On Friday. I was curious, though, if you, being a coach on the sideline, if you're bringing back the 80s polyester bike coaches shorts to the NBA staff. I mean, I think that's a good
tie high one.
You know how everything goes in cycles, you know, style-wise. Is it coming back?
Hey, I did, and then I had my shirt tucked in, and then
with the high white socks.
Hey, you remember Mel Gray?
Yeah.
Remember he used to wear his sweats and he used to tuck his sweatshirt in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look on the sideline, and I'm gonna have a cigarette pack in the back. You know, it'll be black and mild. That's what I have.
I'm thinking of my junior high coaches, man. They absolutely tuck in the shirt.
That's how it was.
Shirt with the
Come
snaps.
On, yeah.
The snaps with the pants.
Yes.
Hey, me and D-Mace are 50. I think he's 49. I'm 50. So we got, you know, when we get old, man, you know we got to
Got to keep your pants up.
All right, Chris. We're looking forward to talking to you throughout the season.
You
good
guys,
stuff.
Man, appreciate you so much.
No
All
problem.
Right, yep. Chris Sanders for Evertight always livens up a show. Mm-hmm. He is a piece of work, and he'll be part of our Underdogs coverage as well. Silly Underdog Picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. That is coming up again this season. You can sign up today to play along with us at thegamenashville.com or the Game Nashville app. That's 102.5. Now, Mace, you've got a word before we head to the break, and then I want to tell – we're going to talk a little bit more about the wide receiver group when we come back. And then at 11:30, it's going to be Ask D-Mace. So we're going to get people engaged on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You can call on the phone as well if you want to go old school, actually have a conversation. You can do that, 615-737-1025. Our phones do work. So that is going to be cool. But D-Mace, get it started.
Yes, I got a quick word for you about Cool Springs MD. So listen, all men listeners, pay attention to me now. This is the time you really, really need to listen. And I need to tell you something about Cool Springs MD. Over the years, more men have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. And Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his wife, Daphne, along with that experienced staff, give men the treatment required to improve their quality of life. Cool Springs MD services have already helped many men of Brentwood, Nashville, and the surrounding areas in Tennessee with improving their immune system, energy levels, cognitive functions, and more. Men, we know the older we get, the less energy it seems we have throughout the day. So go hit Cool Springs MD. And they are there not only to help you with those things, but they're there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. There's no better time now to achieve a healthy lifestyle. So what are you waiting on, man? Give Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and Cool Springs MD a call today for an appointment at 615-486-3458. That's 615-486-3458. Or visit their website at coolspringsmd.com.